Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and tonight we're going to be talking about communication. Not only communication, but your presence in the room. I'm testing out a new lapel mic because I'm hoping to be able to do, once I get traveling here in about a month or so, I'm hoping to be able to do on-the-road stuff, meaning I can record in my truck or when I'm out camping in a tent, and I can record straight into my laptop without going through my microphone in my Rode studio here. So it's just me straight into the computer, and then I'll edit it in my audio software. And let me know how it sounds, if you'd be so kind. What I wanted to talk about today is, so Wednesday night, I did an interview on Fresh and Fit, and I kind of had to interview three women. Myron was really nice. Myron's the main host there. That, as you're watching the video, he'll be on the left-hand side. And on the right-hand side was Fresh CEO. He goes by Fresh. And then we had three ladies. They were all kind of relatively normal. We didn't get into the, like, they weren't unreasonable wanting 6-foot men and guys that made, you know, millions of dollars. So I kind of interviewed them a little bit and asked them about questions. And it was kind of interesting. I kind of took over the show a little bit. I don't know if that's what Myron and Fresh wanted, but, you know, I'm so used to talking to myself for an hour that I think I just kind of got into it. And maybe I wasn't, I don't know, maybe I might have taken too much mic time. I don't know. But the point of this is a lot of you guys say to me, hey, number one, I don't have any friends. Or number two, like, I'm interested in dating and I don't know how to talk to women. Number three, hey, I'm in my 30s or my 40s, and it's not possible to date women in their 20s anymore. Other people say, oh, you guys are MIG guys going your own way and you don't know how to communicate. You're just a bunch of losers that are sitting in your basement. And what I wanted to do kind of in this video is talk about that a little bit, because when I did my poll a little while ago, there was only about 10 or 15, I think it was actually 16% of you, I'd have to look it up, that said, hey, I'm out of the dating market because I got burned or I got hurt and I'm out. But other than that, a lot of guys are like, I'm selfish with my time. I want to do my own thing. A lot of women aren't there. A lot of women out there aren't attractive to me. And so that's kind of what I wanted to bring around to is that number one, as a matter of fact, even on this video, I think Rolo Tomasi, I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right. Rolo Tomasi and another viewer, they did a super chat into it. And Rolo was like, is he still going his own way? And another viewer was like, dude, are you sure you're going your own way? The thing is, I think people don't understand the mindset of when you go your own way, you're basically saying, I'm coming first. It's my life, my path. If you want to, I'm going to do it alone. But if I decide to date, they have to join my path. Like, I'm not diverting very far off my path for them. Kind of the same thing, I think, goes for guys that are in the manosphere that are still dating, you know, that are going to some of these coaches and everything. But what I wanted to kind of express is that as long as you have good charisma, as long as you're comfortable, and I've mentioned this before in my other videos, as long as you're comfortable talking to people, as long as you maybe have a little bit of a self, a sense of humor, you can be a little self-depreciating, you can be fun, you can be casual, even if you're not necessarily trying to attract women or trying to make friends. You don't have to be this person all the time, but if you are this person going out there, people will tend to like you more just because you're fun to be around. You make them laugh. They're comfortable talking to you. And there's little things that you can do to help this. So I put together about 10 or 15 minutes. I think it was maybe 15 minutes of the interview that I did with Fresh and Fit. I know some of you guys have seen it, but for those of you that haven't, it's not so, like, I am not really hitting on these ladies. Like, I'm not using pickup lines. I'm not using game. I'm the same thing when Fresh and Myron and I were hanging out earlier in the day. I'm the exact same person. I'm just dropping jokes. I'm having fun. Everything's casual. That's just my personality. I'm not saying you have to be like that to be able to meet people, but when you're comfortable in your own skin, you don't care the outcome of a conversation. You don't even care if you embarrass yourself. I mean, some of the jokes I said, I think, went flat near the end of the interview, because the girls were kind of responding like very nicely, but we couldn't get anything going. So I'm like, oh, you know what? There's 3,000 or 4,000 viewers here, and Fresh and Fit have 50,000 viewers that may not be viewers of mine. Let me at least get a message out there for all men. And when I did that, the girls kind of checked out a little bit, and that's fine, because I wasn't able to really roast them anyway, because again, they were kind of being reasonable. But I left in the important parts. And what I just want you to see is, look, if you're happy, if you're relaxed, if you're having a good time, you will make friends. You just need to put yourself in a situation that you're around other people or other like-minded people. The other thing too is that day one, day 10, year five, year seven, you may not be casual. You may not be relaxed. It takes practice. You have to talk to hundreds or thousands of people in order to get like that, in order to get comfortable. Another thing you can do if you want to at least talk to women, and I know a lot of you are not, but again, this is just a way you can kind of better yourself so that you have that opportunity for you if you want to. Number one, ditch the glasses. Okay, I wear glasses. Right now, I can't see anything because I have contacts in, and I just blind myself when I do that double magnification. Pop in some contacts. Don't wear your glasses out anymore if you have the money. Just try to deal with it. But if you're going to be going into a club or something where you don't think you're going to need to read anything, just leave them behind. Number two, lower your voice. So if you look at where my Adam's apple is, it's right above my shirt collar here, and you see how it, see how far I can make that bob up and down? Reason for that is because I'm manually forcing my Adam's apple down as I talk. If I don't, and it comes up here into my throat, I could sound like this. If I just relaxed my throat and I just talked like a 14-year-old that hasn't hit puberty yet, this is how I could sound. And I'm not really raising my voice. It's very uncomfortable for me because I haven't talked like this in years. But if I don't, like, you literally force down your Adam's apple and you open your throat with the muscles in your throat. If you do that, you can drop your voice quite a bit. And I'm not a big guy. I'm 5'6", maybe 5'7". I don't even know. It's been so long since I went to the doctor. I like to say I'm 5'7" because it makes me feel better about myself. or I wear my hiking boots that have an inch on them. And so I don't have a big barrel chest. I'm just not a deeply voiced man. But by practicing, literally, when you open your throat, your Adam's apple will drop down. Look in a mirror and practice that. And practice and practice and practice. And eventually, you will be to the point where you can talk. You will talk like this all the time. It just comes naturally. It becomes comfortable for you. It's kind of like flexing a muscle. And once you've done it enough, you can keep tension on that muscle for very long periods of time. In these interviews, I did an hour and change, an hour and a half maybe, on the first interview. And then later on in the night, I think we did 2 hours. I can talk like this for 12 hours in a row. It won't tire you out, but it'll give you a better voice. These things, even if you're not trying to attract women, these things are just masculine, right? Glasses are an impediment. Having a lighter voice is less masculine. Hitting the gym, doing these other things. But I won't get too far into it. I don't want to go down all that. All I'm saying is that if you do want to make friends, get out there, practice talking to people, get used to being out in the public eye, get comfortable in your own skin, and maybe get a little bit of a sense of humor. You have to practice a bit because then you can be quick on the jump. When something comes up, you can quickly think of a response or something funny to say. That all takes practice. But whether you're 18 or 75, these are things you can work on so that when you're interacting with other people, again, you're more likable, they find you interesting, and there's a much better chance that you'll make friends, maybe date if that's still your thing, or, you know, just kind of be an interesting person. So enough of me blabbing. I'm going to cut straight to this, and then I'm just going to play the outro music at the end of this, because I cut out all the clips, and it's pretty much just me talking for the next 15 minutes anyway. Guys, I will see you next video, and enjoy. Let me know what you guys think.
Guys, we're live. Hey, guys, we're live. Guys, we're live. Huh? We're live. Oh, shit. Okay, guys, press it for after hours. Let's get into it. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast After Hours Edition. We got better fucking bachelor in the house, aka Joker. Hey! One of the biggest YouTube content creators in the sphere. We're happy to have him here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joker. Very, very much fun.
We got some lovely ladies in the house as well. Yep. Quick little announcement. Patreon.com/FreshFit. And what else are we trying to sell?
Man, we got merch. That's everything. About it. We got merch, and we also got ladies.
And we got lovely
You're
ladies.
You're selling ladies.
Yeah. So, ladies, can you introduce yourself, starting with Miss Patty over here?
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So, my name is Nina. I'm from Paris in France, and I'm 23 years old.
There you go.
Beautiful.
Oui, oui.
My name is Carissa. I'm from California, and I'm 23 as well.
My name is Joker.
Oh, wait, was it not my turn?
Okay, my name is Sara from Spain, Madrid.
Welcome. Miss Spain, you must talk into the mic, please.
Ooh. Just pretend that you're like on a good
date. Yeah, you gotta pretend. You gotta talk because it's real. That's how they hear you. Go ahead. So what's your name and where are you from?
Sara.
Sara, and where are you from?
From Spain.
Okay,
Madrid.
Cool. Madrid.
Yes.
Okay. Welcome to the show. You know what, Joker? You gonna ask the first question to the lovely ladies in the house?
Yeah, you could, man.
All right. We'll scale on a difficulty of 0 to 10. We'll
there you go.
We'll start with the easy ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are your minimum requirements for a man to date as far as height, income, and physical shape?
Wow. Never someone asked me this question. I don't know. It's like, just come. And if you are the right one.
But what makes the right one? So if a guy that came up to you and he's like, 2 feet tall.
Okay.
And he doesn't have a job.
Okay.
And you'd still go out with him?
If he's hot, of course.
Well, okay, so what makes hot? That's what I'm saying. What makes hot?
Oh, he needs to be tall.
How tall? Minimum. Like, what's the shortest he could be?
Oh, wow. I think 6 or 5'7".
Something like 5'7"?
Yeah.
So like 165 centimeters?
No, 70.
170 centimeters.
Yeah.
Okay, so a little bit taller. All right, yeah. So like that's around 5'8", I think.
For us Americans. Okay, I was wondering, like, what is that for us Americans?
My metric is kind of rusty.
If you have light eyes.
Light eyes.
Yeah.
Contacts? Do contacts count?
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, that counts.
Okay. Okay. And what kind of physical shape does he have to be in?
He needs to be good.
Pretty good fit?
He needs to have, like, to can touch, you know?
Okay. And what kind of dinero? What kind of
per year.
He need to have
like per year.
Okay.
Like you use euro, yeah?
Okay.
Is that right? The euro? How
or you can use the dollar, either
or US one. Dollar, yeah.
So I need to say a month?
Yeah, like how much he would make a month or a year? Like what would your minimum standards be?
A month, the minimum I think 5,000.
Okay, so that's 60,000 euro?
Yeah.
Okay, 60,000 euro. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now what about you, Carissa?
I would say height, it's not always a necessity for me.
Okay. So he can be 0 feet tall?
No, not 0.
Is there a minimum?
I would say the minimum is probably 5'9", because I'm 5'9", so I don't want him to be like super short compared to me.
All
but
right.
I'm still fine with like a height difference for sure.
As long as he's taller.
He can be like the same height or a little bit lower.
A little bit lower, but you're 5'9".
I'm 5'9".
So how much is...
You do got to talk into the mic though, please.
Oh, wait, sorry.
So how much is a little bit lower?
Like 5'7".
Okay, 5'7" is pretty fair.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty fair.
Y'all got a chance out there.
Yeah.
5'7".
Height, we got that. What about income and physical shape?
Physical shape, I feel like they have to be motivated at least to like go to the gym and like... exercise, because I like to exercise as well, so I feel like we have to have a common boundary.
So if he's got a little muffin top, it's okay.
That's fine. Absolutely.
Why did you just look down at me when I did that?
He's dieting, man. Come on, guys.
You're the best tugging at it. Like, you got something there.
No. And what about income?
Income? That's a hard one. I feel like if you are working hard enough and you're dedicating yourself to your job, income's not a big thing for me.
So I am the best Taco Bell employee.
Taco!
I do like Taco Bell, though. I do like Taco Bell.
It's my cheat meal.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, is there, if you're going to be dating this guy and you want him, do you expect him to kind of take care of the bills?
I feel like we need to be an equal, at least. At least, yeah.
But ideally...
Ideally, yes, you're going to want more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you must have an income. If he's got to equal it,
Yeah.
You don't have to say how much you make, but okay. What's he got to, like, give us a ballpark per year?
I would say, like, at least $100,000 a year.
Okay. Yeah. I think 100 is $100,000.
That's fair.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
It's fair for everybody making over 100.
Yeah, right?
There's some guy out there who's like, damn, man.
Damn it!
Here's the thing. If you're an engineer or you're a computer programmer or something like that, yeah, 60,000 mm-hmm. is where a lot of guys start. And you're 23. So are we dating older men that are more established?
Yeah, I would say so.
How old?
I mean, I would say, like, the most I would go, like, with age, is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay. Probably, like, in their 40s.
Okay, that's a large range. Yeah. Okay, I think yeah. it's pretty fair.
Yeah.
All right. Are you just telling me all the things that I told you earlier that I am?
I didn't know your age at all.
I'm just playing. I'm 74.
Oh, yeah!
I'm really 74 years old.
Okay.
And Nina, what about you?
About the height?
Yep.
So minimum. My size, like okay. my height.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
5'7", okay.
Yeah, 1.70 meters.
Okay.
And so minimum like me, but I prefer taller.
You do?
Of course.
Okay.
Shocking. Okay, what about athleticism?
You have to be good looking, like,
good looking body, okay. And what about
El guapo? Is that how you say it in Spanish?
Yeah.
Guapo? Okay.
El guapo. And what about income? Is there a minimum?
Minimum I thought like 40,000 a year.
Euro?
Yeah, euro. Minimum.
Come on. No, okay.
So okay, so guys, you got a shot. Go ahead, do it.
I mean, minimum to be comfortable, like.
Okay, but I will tell you right now. You guys brought me on this show to kind of roast and challenge these women. You
brought no, of course most, not. No,
well,
of course not.
You know what? So far, you brought three of the most reasonable on this particular
segment.
Oh
man, so.
I'll tell you this real quick. Let's read these super chats, and then I gotta make a quick comment.
Now, ooh. I want your opinion on this, right? Mm-hmm. Is it okay for a man that meets all the requirements, 6 feet, successful, you know what I'm saying, well-built, right, to cheat if he takes care of his wife and she's all bills are paid, she's taken care of? Is it okay for a man to cheat every now and then if he still loves her?
I think it's not good.
You think it's bad?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I had that one thing, like, I've been with a guy.
Ooh, is it story time?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Now make sure lean in nice.
Yeah. I've been with that guy. Everything was good. Amazing. Mm-hmm. He was like so nice.
Was he a black guy?
No. Okay. So everything was good. And the next day I was like stalking on Instagram. I see he married. He was having kids and everything.
Whoa.
I was shocked. What the funny things? Next day, I went party, and he was with the wife.
Damn, so, son!
Imagine my face. It was like...
How much longer did you wait till you broke up with him?
Huh? No, I didn't say nothing because, like, I feel bad.
But did you break up with him? Like, you just stopped seeing him?
Oh, of course. Of course.
You
of
act
course,
like this has never happened before.
Of course. I don't, like, share with someone, you okay. know? Like.
So how long were you guys dating until you found out that he had a wife?
1 week.
1 week?
Yeah.
Did you guys already do the you know
course.
What I'm saying?
She said it was good, so it had to be.
The answer would be...
The answer was yes, right?
Next
you guys
question.
Did the... You guys did that?
Next question.
Okay, I guess that's a yes. Okay. Okay!
It's reloaded!
Now, okay. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. What happens when you start losing attraction, or if you do lose attraction to your husband and he's wanting to have bedroom fun, mm-hmm. but you're not in the mood and you're not providing it to him as often as he wants? What about then? What if he steps out then?
I feel like in a relationship, personally myself, like, I'm always trying to spice it up. I'm always trying to find something new so that they're not, like, in that place.
Right.
I'm a very sexual person, so for me, I feel like that wouldn't happen.
Right.
But you never know. You
fair.
Know,
okay, so what
years
if it did,
go on?
What if it did happen though? Do you give if you're like I'm not feeling it, but I also love you and you're good to the kids or whatever.
Yeah.
But you want it more than I do. I'm gonna give you a pass, or is that still a no go?
The hall pass.
The hall pass.
I feel like it depends on the situation, but I think hall passes can be detrimental to a relationship. Like,
okay.
In a good way, though. Like, not okay. detrimental. Like, right. It would be supportive in the aspect, like, where we have to be communicating with it.
Right.
And understand the boundaries of it.
Right.
And then agree with it at the end of the day.
Okay, I have no idea what you just said.
Basically, hall pass for a hall pass every now and then. I'll tell you ladies this, though.
So if he wants it twice a week, three times a week, and you don't want it at all, you're going to at least give him a go ahead. Like, but don't fall in love. Don't get her pregnant. Don't catch something. Yeah. Go have your fun, but then come home to me and the kids.
Yeah.
What about the reverse? Let's say you wanted it three times a week, and he's like, no.
Then you have to come up with something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you want a hall pass?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, so shouldn't it go the other way as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so because the reason I bring this up is many times in longer relationships, women are kind of like, nah, I'm not really feeling it for you. Yeah, a lot of them do.
Okay.
But what can a guy do? He's like, well, if I cheat, I get divorced and I lose half my money, and she doesn't want to give it to me, so what do I do?
For me, it'd be like just communicating with me.
So he can communicate the fact that he wants a hall pass.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Absolutely.
Wait, that sounds...
Would you allow that?
Buddy's like, hell no. But you're from Algeria. Like, in Muslim country, men have multiple wives.
Yeah, maybe, but I'm born in Paris. I'm French.
So if you didn't want to and he wants to, you'd either provide it for him or you'd say, go ahead and get it elsewhere.
I mean, if he wants to do something with me, why I wouldn't say no?
Wow.
Oh, so you would be okay with a threesome with him, but no. You have to be there.
No, I think she's saying, if he wants it, here I am.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, she ain't going to deny him.
Right.
Okay.
Could you come here and give classes
to Americans? Ladies didn't ask a question yet, did they?
Girls' turn. No, it is girls' turn.
Girls, now you guys go ahead and ask us a question.
So you ask us what we prefer at men, but for men, what do you prefer in a girl? Oh. I know asking it is okay.
Joker will take it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joker.
You know, for this one, I think it really depends on the phase of a man's life. Mm-hmm. I think if a man's young and he's out there just wanting to sow his oats, as it were, just kind of get some fun. I think it's all about ease of access and her looks, and that's really about it.
Mm-hmm.
But as guys get older and become more successful, the thing that becomes really important about them is ease of access and their looks. It's kind of the
course,
same thing.
Yeah.
But they really, I think it boils down to good communication. It becomes to attraction, her being feminine, her being available, her not being masculine and argumentative and challenging on everything he tries to do in his life. He needs to be the leader. You could say she's a co-pilot, but if it's a long-term relationship,
she's the flight attendant.
Well, if it's a long-term relationship, I'll give co-pilot.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be some decisions and finances and things like that. If it's short term, baggage handler.